What is up, sexy people? It's Dave. It's Duncan back.
Sex might be a word that's overused in this.
I shouldn't have went with sexy people. Like, there, should I?
Sensual people.
Sensual.
Sensual people. I'm glad that's not one of the restrictive words that people are having to cut out of their YouTube videos right now is sex, because yeah, we'd be fucked in this review. Literally. Fuck is, though. So, hi, bye. What are you doing with your camera? I don't want to see your tits, right?
I'm just going to focus camera
up. Eyes up here, Dave.
Sorry. Yes, we are back to chat about the brand new album from French sludge monsters, Love Sex Machine.
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous?
The band's new album, True, will be released on April 12th.
I will just talk right through Duncan. I'll give him no air, no room to speak.
Pelagic Records. Fall on the if patience is a virtue, Love Sex Machine might as well be saints.
Ooh.
Albeit saints with a taste for the filthiest sludge metal riffs, offset by down-tempo post-metal grooves and a fiendish sense of lyrical humour. The Lille-based band's sophomore album, Asexual Anger, was an overwhelming experience in every sense of the word. Yes, it was. Yes, yeah, it was.
Dave just had an orgasm.
You can't see it right now, but
he's changing his pants at the next review.
Clean up on aisle five. Now, with another 8 surreal years of life behind them, Love Sex Machine are finally ready to unleash True. 10 long-awaited tracks of revitalized righteous indignation, wry social commentary, and of course, unspeakably disgusting heaviness.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
It's true with a B.
True. All this, however, is not to say that Love Sex Machine don't take their craft seriously. From the outset, True is a testament to the band's decade of experience as idiosyncratic stalwarts of the European sludge scene. If Asexual Anger was an ordeal, True is a new kind of nightmare. Collaboratively recorded by the band themselves and beloved producer Sandford Parker, True is a record defined by fatherhood as the world teeters on the brink of collapse, an unashamedly monstrous offering. Whilst the riffs and refrains are steadfast, resolute and relentless, the lyrics for the album were written collectively by the band, constantly tweaked, amended and reinterpreted in order to capture the culminative chaos. Of the intervening years. I said it and I thought, that doesn't sound right, but then I was like, no, that was right. True is Love Sex Machine springing a trap 8 years in the making.
A trap in the form of the word culminative. Watch him stumble. We've got one, guys.
One that will keep us strung up between a rock and a hard place so we can at least appreciate the view of the oncoming apocalypse. So,
remember when bands used to say, you know, we like this album encapsulates a dangerous world, and we'd be like, that, oh, is the world that dangerous? And now in my 40s, like every band that says that, I'm like, yes, the world is dangerous.
Yeah.
Thank fuck someone's singing about it.
On the brink of collapse, Duncan.
On the fucking brink, the ice rink brink. That is the stin, Dave. Stin.
Yeah.
Love Sex Machine. You
Love Sex Machine.
Seem more familiar with their oeuvre than I am, and I can only assume that's because Big French Davy is struck again.
French. Well,
is that a baguette in your pocket, or are you just hungry, Dave?
Hungry for French metal, Duncan.
So you were fully familiar. Literally, the only track I had heard was the track we played on the podcast.
When I was filling
it, was a new experience for me, so much so that when you were reading that press statement, don't read the press statement, you were like, that, oh, they've been away for 10 years, and I was like, have they? All right. Oh. Like, so they did stuff before. Cool. Right, Fill me in a non-sexual way.
Big fan. Big fan of the band. Big fan of Pelagic Record as well.
Pelagic just now are just it's almost a guaranteed stamp that even if the music isn't the most groundbreaking, the production is going to be fucking chef's kiss huge. Like every album that's come out on that label so far, like the production is like it's the bit that I want to talk about first over the music, which feels unfair.
I've been waiting on this one for a while. I was a huge fan of Asexual Anger, which came out in 2016, and then they reissued it last year, 2023, just to get me all moist, Duncan. That's the only reason
did they release it with the caveat that they were working on new material?
Yeah,
right. So you like this is when you were like that. I've been waiting a long time. It was like evidently fucking almost 10 years. But like from your position, it was you were anticipating that because of the campaign around the re-release.
Yes.
Was just a re-release, or was it remastered, or just like a straight up?
I think it was just a reissue. Album? Yeah, just reissued.
Don't fuck with it.
No, didn't need it. Now, as much as I was looking forward to this, it was always going to be, it's always going to be a big mountain to climb, Duncan.
I mean, ain't no mountain high enough when you're a French band signed to Pelagic, Dave.
Well, to better Asexual Anger.
I need to check this out. Like, this fucking holding card so close to you. I should read the press statement. Always read the press statement.
I've played that album to death. Like, all right. Love that album. It is just like an eruption of bleak sludge riffs just spewing from the rustiest old pipe you can imagine. It is just... Yeah, it's just utter filth.
You write lyrics and album titles for Limp Bizkit. From the rustiest old pipe.
It also had a slightly... That album's got a slightly progressive side to it at times. So, like, there's a track on it called Drone Syndrome, which is, like, imagine, like, Meshuggah dipped in the blackest of tar, basically, and that's what that track sounds like. This album is just as grimy and dragged through the mud. It sounds just as bleak. It's still sludge and post-metal, but injected with a real feeling of misery on this one. But what I loved about this was you can hear the tweaks that they've made. It's very apparent from the first track on this album that they have trimmed much more of any excess fat on this album. The tracks on True are firstly a touch shorter than the tracks on Asexual Anger. So the longest track on here is like 4:25. A lot of the stuff on Asexual Anger was between 5 and 6 minutes long.
Ah, right. That progressive element, do you think, was pushing them out that way, or just that things had a tendency to run a bit longer?
Possibly. I think this kind of leaner version of Love, Sex, Machine makes the songs even more punishing, to be honest.
Pop, yeah. Like, they totally pop. Yeah.
There is, like, if you listen to this album front to back, there is no needless build-ups. There is no atmospheric intros or atmospheric outros or a riff that will just, you know, let play out for a bit, you know, overstay its welcome. It is stripped back to what makes these tracks the most impactful they can be, and they sound fucking huge on this album. Mm-hmm. Now, although there's no beating around the bush on this,
it's hard to say anything without it now sounding sexual.
I mean
we're ruined.
But it doesn't mean they've stopped evolving as a band. In fact, kind of quite the opposite. These tracks are infused with a lot of clever ideas and elements that make this a bit of a different listen to the predecessor. Yes, it's still crushingly heavy, and the groove-laden sludge and post-metal side of the band hasn't reduced at all. It's actually heavier and more hypnotic than before. But each track on the album gives you a little a kind of little additional dimension to appreciate, whether that's something heavily blackened in the riffs, which you'll hear on the track called Canopy, where they go further into that kind of realm of things, or even in the vocals, which are just utterly scathing. Test 26, for example, is kind of monstrously groovy, very dissonant in its sound, but the vocals are utterly scathing, like reaching into basically what is black metal, with a kind of like sludgy texture to it at the same time. It's such a nihilistic sounding release. Even when they bring in like a bit of lead work, or like a bit of, there's like a bit of synths in the backing to kind of like reinforce a section, it still sounds incredibly ominous, very bleak sounding. There's no real moment of light on this album. They stick with a very desolate sound and never really veering from it much at all, but they still do a really good job of keeping you interested throughout the album. And there are so many really great moments on this album, real standout tracks on here. I loved the groove on Body Probe.
Body Probe has, there's a point in that track where it's like the, like acquire another guitarist. Like, can I clone myself to play exactly, yes. Can I clone myself a couple of times? Yes, let's do that then.
Yeah.
There's 100%. A bit where that guitar like riff gets so fucking huge sounding. like that. Yeah. It's like one track is playing that way and it sounds like seven people are playing it. It's fucking huge.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was listening to that track, I was like, if you like bands like LLNN, then this will be right up your street, because there's a lot of similarities between this album and Unmaker by LLNN. It's just the size and the kind of thickness of the sound is unbelievable. And like that band as well, love Sex Machine. They don't overcomplicate things. They don't like they use repetitive motifs and ideas, but they still build on them as the tracks go on. So it always kind of leads to something just apocalyptic sounding. But there's something really, really absorbing about kind of large portions of this album, where you find yourself kind of just being dragged in and kind of immersed in it. And then all of a sudden they'll kind of break out with a track like Hollywood Story, for example, which breaks the pattern and gives you like all these like various tempos and a bit more kind of dynamics in the vocals. So even though like I was engrossed in it, they kept it varied and interesting enough that it never felt like they were just kind of repeating the same idea over and over. Like every Love Sex Machine production, they seem to get better and better on every release. Asexual Anger was, it felt like more, slightly more cleaned up from the first album, the self-titled first album. And this one for me, I think is their best production to date. I think it's the best representation of the band that they've captured on record. It's a very natural sounding album. The tones of the guitars and the drums are very organic, and nothing here sticks out for the wrong reasons. It's very much an album where the instrumentation sounds kind of intrinsically connected. There are certain albums that you hear when you listen and you think, all right, you can hear the drums were maybe recorded separately in a different country or a different studio, you know, from the rest of the album. This doesn't sound like that at all. It feels like they've taken the time to make sure this album sounds as cohesive and as naturally kind of blended as possible. It's a really, really good production on the album. I love this. I think it's a fantastic release from Love Sex Machine. It's been a bit of a wait since Asexual Anger, but this was definitely worth it. What were you thinking about True? True with a V, by the way.
True with a V. With a V. That's how you know not English. Unless it's ye olde timey. So yeah, like this like carried a lot of weight with me straight away, right from the album artwork, which has this kind of cosmic Lovecraftian scene played out of tangled tentacles and like otherworldly old god entities in the background manipulating your central man in the middle.
Yeah,
loved it. Like I was like, as soon as I saw it, I was like that. I would have that not only on a fucking t-shirt, I would have that framed on my wall.
Tattooed, like,
I will have it tattooed on me. All those dots are going to be an absolute arse ache, but let's do it. Well, there's like 100 colours in this. That's right. That's fucking right. Strap in, tattoo artist.
True.
We're about to make you open every fucking satchel of fucking ink you've got, bitch. So yeah, this is a new experience for me with this band. So I'd heard, was it Fucking Snakes, I think was the track we played on the podcast. So I hadn't heard it during the recording. For those that are long-time listeners, they'll know that during the recording of the podcast, Dave just sends me tracks afterwards. Gives me the like all the blurb, but I don't get to hear them. So it's why when we come back in, I'm never like, that's a tasty tune, Dave. Because I haven't heard it. But I edit the podcast, so I get a chance to listen to the tracks then. I dug it quite a bit. There was something in the back of my head, though. A band that I wanted to mention. But I did mention before we started recording that if I mention it, I may mention it too much, and I don't want to mention it too much because I have an affinity and love for this band. But I'm going to mention it once, and then after that I will refer to it as the aforementioned band I mentioned before. It just feels longer and more complicated. Yep. Stick with me, guys. Stick with me. There is a bit of the Willhaven in here. Now, not like modern Willhaven, which is like much more fucking desperate and narrowed and fucking heavier, more detuned, but like kind of mid-2000s Willhaven, maybe right just before Carpe Diem, but certainly through Carpe Diem where they were starting to find atmosphere through this. And it's in the way they approach those slab like riffs that hit you. It's just like it's relentless and punishing. There's also and you mentioned LLNN, who I liken to the aforementioned band that I won't keep mentioning. Their sound as well utilise that technique as well on a slower scale, but they are more influenced by kind of latter day versions of the American band that we're not mentioning, and that they build atmosphere through those sounds. I'm not giving you another thing. What about WH? It's slabs and layers of tones, and some of those tones aren't as heavy as the other, but when they're put together, they form a structure that is impenetrable. And a lot of this album is impenetrable. Like when it hits you with something as simple as drums, bass, guitar, synths and vocals, there is not an iota of light coming through. It's just this fucking huge solid structure that is at you. And what I loved about it was that you mentioned there's maybe not like sections that go off the kind of off the reservation or really try and like turn things out, but it's all very interesting because of the layering. Like, now that layering could be done with synths in the background or a different like kind of lead level of guitar work, or the bass is just playing something slightly different than what was doing before. It's actually mostly driven from the vocals, which is kind of cool. The vocal dexterity here goes from everything from kind of gnarly spoken word to kind of scathing screams of black metal stuff. There's, I think it's on Canopy, there's like almost this death metal growl that sits underneath the main vocal line about the interlude part. And when I heard that the first time, I was like, holy fuck, that's deep. Just that I just found a different register. And they don't overuse it at all. And they're actually very playful with the way the vocals are executed on the album. And I love that about it. It's almost like the music can keep that tone and keep that groove for as long as it wants. And the changeable element is the vocals, as opposed to a lot of bands in this genre, which will change things up by either changing up the tempo, time signature, or the sims on the guitar. They don't do that here. If anything, they use that vocals as a kind of focal point to almost lead you through the listen. It's very, very, very well done. We mentioned before, like, Body Probe was to me where I was like, "That holy fuck, right? We're getting something kind of fucking awesome." Because I got through Fucking Snakes, which was amazing. It's fucking amazing. Test 26, which I really enjoyed, and Trap for Life, which I really enjoyed. And I was like, "Yeah, I understand the groove of this band. I'm on their wavelength. This is stuff I love." So they're not really having to sell things for me. And then Body Probe kicked in, and for the most part, I was just like, I'm really fucking digging this. And it just found a level of heaviness, which was not them dropping anything. Mm. It was just them layering up more like heavy guitars. I was like, yeah, they've got that as well. They're not falling into traps or pitfalls. They understand that actually the execution of how they do things. When I saw WH live last year, I told you that they played the second song from their new album, which when you listen to that track, is like there's a drop in it which just feels inexplicable. Like it goes from playing a kind of higher, heavier riff to this fucking bendy groove riff, which just like it blew my mind on MP3. And I was like, I wonder how that's going to be live. It was more fucking savage live. There was no fuckery. You just pressed a button and then hit me with a riff that like almost folded me into a suitcase. It was that heavy. This album is full of that, like sections where you kind of feel like, right, that's really cool and that's really heavy. And then not because they're detuning things or are like bending strings or anything like that. They just hit you with the next riff, which is a variation on what you had before, but it just sounds heavier. Mm. And that's in the production, which is fucking incredible on this one. Like I'm telling you right now, Pelagic, when it comes to like overall seals of quality, it's there for me. Like as a record label, I've yet to hear an album that they've put out that I've not thought this sounds fucking massive. Like see, if you told me tomorrow Love Sex Machine were going on tour and they were playing to 2,500 people, I'd be like, that is that all? Like surely they should be playing a bigger crowd. Like it sounds fucking huge. And that aids their overall like vibe that they've got going, that kind of wall of impenetrable sound and that just sense of desperation. Like every track just feels like despair manifest.
Mm.
It flows really, really well. This is not long. It's not, I want to say that the LLNN album was longer than this. I actually want to say that maybe the Will Haven album was longer than this as well. This one clocks in, what, 34, 35 minutes-ish? Mm. Which is the perfect length. Like, this finishes and I'm like, whew, right, we're just going to take a wee breather. Make sure the family's all right. And come back to this later. It is, it's a very, very engrossing, absorbing, like, encapsulating experience. It's just like you feel... It's like watching like a car crash in real life where you kind of feel like you shouldn't be watching what's happening, but you like can't take your eyes off it. The whole album just has you locked in from start to finish. Yeah, I'd never heard of them before. I was going to say it sounded like a remarkable debut, but turns out there's a bit of a pedigree there. But I would say it's harder to come back from it's a harder job to come back from an 8-year hiatus and release an album like this than it is to say, right, this is our magnum opus, our opening pitch on our first album. So to me, that is even more impressive. Yeah. I'm looking forward to going back and checking the back catalogue. But yeah, this is all the bands we've mentioned in comparison are bands I fucking love that score really high with me. So the fact that they just sound like a French version of that just like, tickle my tits to Tuesday day. That's what I say. Right through to Tuesday.
Right through.
Don't stop.
Okay. So, final thing. Scores for True by Love Sex Machine.
We have held off on singing Spandau Ballet so many times. It's getting painful now. It's like a heavy edging session. I don't know why I'm talking so much about sex. There is no sex on this album.
No.
It's a misnomer.
No. It's not an album has a lot of sex on it, or
and like if you're looking for the soundtrack to Hate Fuck, True is that one. Like, I am not going to forgive you, but we need to get this out our system. Have you heard this band, Patrick Bateman? Kind of fucking Love Sex Machine album comes up.
So scoring.
Oh, Dave, I can see the quandary that you put yourself in.
I am torn, Duncan.
You are Natalie Imbruglia. I can see it in your eyes. I'm all out of faith.
I've been running this question through my mind all day, Duncan. Is this better than asexual anger?
See, I don't have that quandary.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
So, I know.
So like, just to give the listeners a peek behind the curtain, are we saying that your man's previous album is 5? Or is that a 4.5? Or is that 4?
Asexual Anger was probably a 4.5 for me.
4.5. So this is a quandary you're in. If it's better, then you need to give it another 5, Dave.
I kind of love the stripped back, more compact version of Love Sex Machine.
You're going to do it. I can see it in your eyes.
Yep. Clean up on aisle 5. It's a 5.
Set off the boom. Boom. Where's the graphic? How come I can't see it?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know there's anything that would change about this, to be honest. It is a heavier, more concise version of the previous album. They've added in newer elements. They haven't just like been like, oh, we'll just stick out another album that sounds the same. They've changed things up. And it's absolutely punishing. And that production is fucking ridiculous.
It's so good, man. So good.
Okay. And what about yourself? What are you thinking?
I can't join you on the 5. I am a ball tickle away from it, Dave. I'm coming in at a 4.5. I think it's fucking excellent. I really do. I don't even know what I'm marking it down for, but my every listen that I've got to the end, I'm like, that is the epitome of a 4.5 for me. Practically perfect in every way, just like Mary Poppins.
Love Sex Machine and True is out on April 12th on Pelagic Records. Links below to the band and to the pre-order, check it out. Have a little listen, see what you make of this one. That is the review. Thank you for checking out. We'll be back with another review very soon. But until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.